Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. Ever heard about main character energy? Until a few months ago, I had no clue that it exists. And now I love it so much and for so many reasons, all of which I'm going to share with you now. In last week's episode, we talked about how we want to make our dreams and wishes a reality in our lives, and how we bring what we practice during our meditation and manifestation practices into the game of life and be the person we want to be with our eyes open. I told you that the number one tool is awareness. Constantly becoming aware of who you are during your day to check in if you need to change your thoughts, your feelings, or your actions to align more with the new you. And then I teased you a tiny little bit with a new tool that I use that helps me with becoming aware and then stepping into the energy of the person that I want to be. And that tool is the main character energy. I will explain to you throughout this episode what this main character energy means to me and how it helps me to change. To be honest, before this episode, I actually never read up on what main character energy actually is. I just saw someone on Instagram use it for himself, and from his content, I then drew my own conclusions and applied it to how it helps me the most. That's why I was quite surprised about what I was reading when I googled main character energy earlier today. Seems that I use it a little bit differently from the information you find out there. Or better, I made it my own. I made it work for me. So what is main character energy in a nutshell, or according to the first few articles on Google? Main character energy describes a person who lives life as if they are the main character of a book, a novel, or a movie. It refers to an attitude toward life in which you invest in yourself and put yourself first. And to everything that is out there, there is of course a good side and a not so good side. Main character energy is a term to describe a lifestyle that focuses on romanticizing your life and finding joy and contentment in the little things, which is beautiful, right? It's about putting yourself first and focus on self-care. That is obviously the good side. But when taken to the not so good side, it can turn into self-importance and narcissism. But that's not what it's meant to be. When I decide to step into main character energy, I imagine myself being the main character in a movie. The movie or TV show is about me, and a hypothetical camera is literally recording me. If you don't like the idea of being the main character of a movie or a TV show or having a camera pointed at you, you can imagine yourself being the main character in a book. That works as well. You just find your own way that works for you. There are probably other ways out there on how this can work as well. How I make it my own is that I don't imagine this movie that is about me, that it's being watched by other people. No, I actually imagine each one of us having, first of all, our own movie and, yes, being watched as well. So who is watching all of these movies, including mine? I imagine myself being watched not by other humans, but by my higher self, my ancestors, by spirits that I'm connected with, and ultimately the universe. They all enjoy watching me living my life, and that is a movie that they're watching. Believing that I am being watched by my higher self or the universe instead of people like myself makes me feel cared for. It makes me feel supported and loved. in their eyes, I can't do wrong, and all of my faults or flaws are just part of my life's journey and make the movie probably as well more interesting. Making main character energy work for me in this way lets me connect with my higher self and the universe on a regular basis. It's another bonus to think about it like that. So what does it look like when I do step into this energy? When do I use it? I use it in completely normal and small areas of my life, like going for a walk with my dog, or during meditation, or while driving my car. It's not about when I use it, in what situations I use it. It's about using it to become present and focused on myself. Main character energy can be used to help you feel as well confident to do something you usually wouldn't do, so to step out of your comfort zone. I actually haven't tried it out like that. That's just what I read today. So I'm quite eager to give it a go next time I see the opportunity. The reason why I use the main character energy in my normal everyday life activities is for the main purpose of becoming aware of who I am being in that moment. That is for me personally the biggest benefit from this tool and this main character energy. When I use the tool of being my main character and imagine that I am being watched, it helps me to observe myself and be in the present moment. I'm completely in the here and now and don't distract myself with thoughts about the past or worries about the future. That's what I love about this tool so much. Being able to spend more quality time with myself in the present moment. And when I am in the present moment, I'm able to check in with how I'm thinking, how am I feeling, what I'm doing, how am I behaving. And that's what we talked about last week. We want to become aware again and again and again throughout our day to catch ourselves if we are back in our old patterns and our old programs and our old self. When I am in my main character energy, I am so calm and collected, and I'm not running any of my subconscious automated programs of thoughts and feelings and feelings and thoughts. And that is a perfect place to choose a new thought or a new feeling. That is a situation where you're not running on autopilot and you have a choice to make a different decision than you did the day before. So all in all, it's a perfect tool to change. Use it for the purpose of stepping into that beautiful present moment and become the observer of yourself. And while you're already with yourself, enjoy yourself. Enjoy being yourself. Be kind, thoughtful, and loving to yourself. Experience how amazing you truly are. Remember, you are the main character of this movie, and the whole universe is watching you. And they are amazed. They are your biggest fans, and love everything you do, even if it's just being on a walk or sitting in meditation. And how about doing the same for yourself? How about being amazed by yourself while you're in that present moment? Use main character energy for yourself to be self-loving and not selfish. Use it to accept yourself to the fullest, and not to create a character that others want you to be. This tool can be so powerful and beautiful if you allow it to be just that. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this tool, this unique tool with you today. Give it a go and see where it takes you. You will only know if you actually try it out. Don't just think about it. Do it, okay? And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.